Hello, Kismet. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Reform Radio. You're with Meg
and Ella,
and we have a beautiful Kismet playlist for this week. It's gonna be tea. Anything to say, Ella?
I like the ending. The ending is, I think there might be some healing particles there.
Healing particles all around. So you just listened to Sport Most Royale by Meow. That song was on C86, the NME cassette tape, which was like viral at the time, you know, like in the 80s, that was viral.
We all remember.
We were there and we all remember. And now you're listening to Close Lobsters, I Kiss the Flowers in Bloom. I love this song. They were also on C86, but this song wasn't, but like Close Lobsters was. And it's just beautiful springtime vibes, which we're really living for because it was warm today.
It literally was. Guys, I only wore two layers. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I was walking around in a hoodie. It was powerful. But yeah, this is Close Lobsters. Enjoy. All right. The song you're listening to right now is The Springtime Reminds Me Of, dot, 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 by Touch Girl Apple Blossom.
Boom.
They're on K Records, new bands, but a lot of music I like's on K Records.
I don't know any of these songs.
Well, yeah, it's very Meggie first half, Ella second half, but we have a good blend. And the next song is an Ella song.
Also,
that song.
David, I saw your text. We cannot publicly comment on this situation right now, but we'll DM you our thoughts.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but that's tea. This song is Ella. This is Heathcliff
by
Snowcaps.
But you put me onto this song.
Yes, well, I love Waxahachie. Yes, exactly. But I love Waxahachie, and Snowcaps is like her little collab band with her sister. So this is Heathcliff, very on trend, very Wuthering Heights moment. Shout out Emerald Fennel. That's satire, by the way.
Shout out Emily Gwen.
Shout out Emily Gwen. But yeah, this is Heathcliff by Snowcaps.
What's wrong? What's right? I can tell that your friends are counterfeit. They don't loiter for the love of it.
All right, so that was Loiter for the Love of It off of the new Cootie Catcher album that came out yesterday, actually. I kind of liked it. It kind of feels like the type of music they make in a factory to appeal to me. They have all those like little electronic beep boops and all of that that I like, but they have that really twee foundation. And I'm trying to enjoy it before my prefrontal cortex develops enough to not like it anymore.
Wait, that's me with like any electronic music.
You know, I'm like, I'm at a point where I can think it's charming and
me
cute.
With Leroy.
Like, yes.
Like, I'm trying to like. I'm gonna be 50 listening to Leroy.
Yes, but that's powerful. And now the song we're talking over is Last Straw by Good Flying Birds. Played a Good Flying Birds song like a couple weeks back.
This is true. There was like the lore.
Yeah, there's the lore. I just love this album, Tallulah's Tape. I listen to it a lot. And they have a really good NeoCities website, you know? It's just cuteness all around. So I'm going to stop talking, but this is Last Straw by Good Flying Birds.
Yeah.
All right, that was Last Straw by Good Flying Birds. And then next up we have Dust by Snuggle. They're like this really small band, but they're really good. I like just discovered them. They have a song called Womb Lake that I personally really like. So yeah, this is Dust by Snuggle.
Salt trails on my skin, your fingers following them, diving into your eyes, ocean deep, sand grains in my teeth. I'm grinding. Burning pine trees, cicadas singing, the mountainside is changing.
All right, as Ella introduced, that was Dust by Snuggle. Right? Snuggle. People have really named their, like, band anything.
What would our band name be?
Our band name would be Kismet.
Wait, yes.
Like, duh. All right, the next two songs are from artists off the Esco label. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Guys,
I'm learning things about labels.
Get into, like, label listening. What's, like, your favorite label right now?
Oh, you can't say that. I always liked Sarah Records a little, but they don't really do anything these days.
Okay.
But that's where a lot of the cute tweet stuff is.
Tune into Ambient Tweets.
That's Sega Bodega's label. Who we're going to play Sega Bodega later. Spoilers.
It's powerful. And also, obviously, Dead Air.
Oh,
that's Dead Air here.
All right. But this song is Quizzical by Rip Swirl and Yid Girl. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm so sorry, guys. And then, so we'll listen to that.
Okay, here we go.
Fit perfectly, is all the shapes.
that song was Sinking Stone by Nova Varnable. And now we're going to do our PSA over Glow by Felicity J. Lord. So you might hear that in the background if we do our audio levels right. Sometimes it's hard in the new studio to get the audio right, but hopefully maybe you can hear that. But if not, at least you can hear our PSA, which is, do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. Can I say something about the PSAs? I don't like it when they write what you're supposed to say, but it has like a voice to it because it's like you're putting words in my mouth. I would never say, oh, so many things. Like, maybe I would. But yeah.
Like we would.
We'll just say like anything. Kismet says anything.
We'd just be talking.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, that was the first half of our radio show. I hope you guys all enjoyed, everyone who's tuning in.
It's okay if not. We still love you guys.
It's okay if you didn't like it. But don't tell us that because we get shy. Okay. Next up is going to be Dumb for All by Mrs. Gloom. That's an Ella song.
Putting out some great stuff recently. I think she's on the blow up.
Yeah, she's artist to watch, MS Bloom. And then we have Blunt Force Trauma by Elias Rosenfeld and Erica DeCassier. And I think we kind of have to end Elias Rosenfeld. I don't really like how he sounds, but Erica is doing like
she's like
service, community service work on this track, and I think it sounds
like good. Yes, she is like mother everything.
Mother all the way down. So yeah, so that's what's coming up. Stay tuned.
Later, hold me, I'm motivated.
Our next song is Super... Wait, Everybody Wants to Be Famous by Super Organism.
Thank you. ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants, nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants one.
Wants to be seen. Everybody wants, nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants you to know the name. Everybody wants, nobody's ashamed. Everybody wants one.
Wants to be seen.
The song you just heard was Ultrafacial by James K, who we played last week, but just beautiful noises. And this next song is, it's a hard title, it's 5785021 by Jesse Lanza off her album Pull My Hair Back, which I listened to for the first time today. And then I went on to listen to it three more times. It's actually just, like, beautiful. I was walking to Duick listening, and I was just, like, I was, like, kept being, like, whoa. Like, whoa.
Wow.
This is a powerful album.
Shall we listen?
So let's listen. No more talking.
That was
5-7-8-5-52-1 by Jesse Lanza.
And then next up, obviously we have some Twigs.
Yes. Cheap Hotel by Twigs.
I just got so tired. What? I just got so sleepy. Okay.
She's sleepy.
Cheap Hotel by Twigs. Thank you.
on a word where. No bothered with the senses, I'm just trying to splurge here. Lord, my it's not a word where. No bothered with the senses, I'm just trying to splurge here. Lord, my it's not a word where. No bothered with the senses, I'm just trying to splurge,
All right, that was Lucy by Sega Bodega, who is like my current obsession, by the way. Like, the stuff that they're putting out is so good, but this album, especially Romeo, it's like, it's been out, but it's like, guys, it's really powerful. If you haven't listened to it, be sure to check it out.
Wait, I'll tune in. I actually haven't.
And
I've
please,
heard two
I'll
songs.
Send you Rex. Okay. Next up, we have Joey Knows by Dance Arts Center, who I discovered today.
Yes. This song.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hello. So that was just Joey Knows by Dance Arts Center. And then we're going to end off our show with the song Lucky by a band name. Like, the song's not explicit, but
F
I don't think...
Suckers.
Like, it's hard to say on the radio. But anyway, while this song plays us out, this has been 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. You've been listening
Medford,
to Kismet.
Medford,
Massachusetts. And you've been listening to Kismet with Meg.
And Ella.
We hope you have a beautiful Saturday night.
Good night, guys. I'm going to miss y'all so much.
We're going to miss you guys so much when we get off the air. Enjoy your Saturday night and catch us next week. This is Lucky.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mind.